AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Young people armed with rocks, bottles, bricks, and more have attacked police in Baltimore. Police Captain Eric Kowalczyk telling reporters just a short while ago.
This afternoon, a group of outrageous criminals attacked our officers. Right now, we have seven officers that have serious injuries, including broken bones, and one officer who is unconscious.
The melee began outside a mall after a flyer calling for violence from the mall to City Hall was distributed online. Kowalczyk says it's not known if this afternoon's attacks are the result of what police department said earlier was a credible threat that three gangs were banding together to attack law enforcement officers.
What we know is that this morning we received a threat. It was rung through our intelligence section. That threat was determined to be credible, so we took the appropriate precautions of ensuring that that information was not only distributed internally to our officers here, but to law enforcement agencies nationwide.
Today's unrest comes just hours after Freddie Gray's funeral. The 25-year-old died a little over a week ago after suffering a spinal cord injury while in police custody earlier this month. Opening statements today in James Holmes' murder trial in suburban Denver.
911, where is your emergency?
Prosecutor George Brockler telling the jury James Holmes was determined to kill as many people as possible when he began shooting inside the theater in Aurora nearly 3 years ago.
400 people filed into a box-like theater to be entertained. And one person came there to slaughter them.
Holmes admits to killing 12 people and wounding more than 60 others in that shooting. He's entered a not guilty plea by reason of insanity. Aid workers and officials in remote villages in Nepal are pleading for food and water and aid after that weekend earthquake. This is AP Radio News. Loretta Lynch sworn in as the nation's top law enforcement officer, taking the oath as Attorney General this morning. She says her goal is for the system to work for everyone.
We can imbue our criminal justice system with both strength and fairness for the protection of both the needs of victims and the rights of all.
The UN is holding a conference on finding ways to rid the world of nuclear weapons.
Speaking for the non-aligned countries, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif made no direct reference to his country's negotiations over its nuclear future. He opened the conference by describing growing alarm over plans by the nuclear weapon states not to eliminate them, but to modernize and upgrade them.
In this regard, we strongly call for the complete exclusion of the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons from military doctrine.
Zarif also reminded delegates the treaty entitles every country to control the fuel cycle for peaceful use of nuclear power. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.